morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Today we're going to be talking about safety on the water with a representative from the Coast Guard, Public Information Officer, Petty Officer First Class Levi Reed is over at the station, over at the air station. He came over to the station recently, and we did an interview about some safety issues that he wanted to talk about with listeners. So we'll hear about that. But first, in the interest of safety, I know we're all a little bit skittery after that earthquake in Alaska. So I just want to let you know that I got an alert on my phone about 9 minutes ago about an earthquake off the coast of California. You'll hear about it later on. It's a 5.8 magnitude in the ocean off California, but a tsunami is not expected from that earthquake. So you'll hear about it. I just wanted to let you know that that is what the National Tsunami Warning Center is saying about this right now that just happened a few minutes ago. So that's that. We have a pretty big ship schedule again today because the Columbia River Bar remains on yellow status. That's because the weather is just not really improving all that much. I mean, it's much better than it was when on the weekend when we had those 60-foot waves, but it's still pretty messy out there. And so the bar's on yellow status. That means that the bar pilots are evaluating vessels as they arrive and deciding whether they for safety concerns, whether they are able to come into the bar or whether they have to wait for better weather. So some of these vessels are being asked to wait, and you can see the ship schedule growing to some degree as a result of that. So we have in our weather report, our marine weather report, we have a small craft advisory for rough conditions on the Columbia River bar through this evening. And that's that area right where the river meets the ocean. In the main channel where the big ships go, we have combined seas 10 to 12 feet on the bar. Then nearing 15 feet tonight and early Friday, seas could reach 17 feet with breaking waves during the max ebb current around 11 o'clock tonight. So 17 feet, that's pretty close to 20. You could see ship traffic halted at that time if things get bad. In the larger area of marine waters off the coast here, gale warning in effect through Thursday morning. That's from Cape Shoalwater, Washington to Cascade Head, Oregon. Southwest winds 25 to 30 knots, gusting to 40. Combined seas could reach 19 feet tomorrow. So it's difficult out there. We're going to be talking a little bit about crabbers out on the water in just a few minutes. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 6 inbounders, 7 in the Astoria Anchorage, and 10 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. The African Hornbill is our first arrival, arriving from Russia. She's picking up logs at the port of Longview. She'll pass Astoria around 3:30 a.m., so she probably already went by, and she'll be in Longview by about 7 a.m. The Anne is arriving from Kuwait, headed for Portland. She could be carrying, her cargo could be urea for fertilizer, making fertilizer. She maybe will pass Astoria around 4:30 a.m. That would put her in Portland around 10:30 this morning. The Majorca is arriving from South Korea, headed for Rice Island for the anchorage there. She will be in the anchorage there probably by about 6:30 this morning, so she could be out there now. The Patani is arriving from Japan, headed for Rice Island's anchorage. She might have gotten there by 7:30 a.m. if she was able to make a good time in this difficult weather. And the Bell Island is arriving from China, also headed for the Astoria anchorage, arriving there maybe around 7:30. So some of these vessels you may have already seen if you've been watching the river this morning. The Green Lake is a car carrier. Vancouver, B.C., she's arriving from, headed for Portland. Brand new Hondas on board that vessel. Passing Astoria around 4:30 p.m. and in Portland at about 10:30. And on board those car ships, they have crew members whose job it is to go around and make sure those cars are fastened down, especially in this weather where they're bouncing around out there. And if you look underneath, if you have a car that was imported from another country, any kind of a vehicle made outside the U.S., they have, if you get on the ground and look under your car, you'll see a big ring under there. That is there partly to secure the car to the ship that it is transported in. So interesting little tidbit of trivia there. Well, today I want to talk with you about safety and share this interview, part of this interview, with Petty Officer First Class Levi Reed. Levi came into the station to talk about safety. He said he really wanted to talk about safety during this time when we have both professional, commercial, and recreational crabbers out there on the water in difficult weather.
You know, people know the safety procedures like the back of their hand. They always have it in the back of their mind. what we want people to do is to apply the things they already know. Everything I say today, you've heard before, but it starts with wearing your life jacket. If you're on a boat, around the water, the Pacific Ocean, on the Columbia River, wear your life jacket. They all come in different shapes and sizes, and there's really no excuse not to be wearing it, because you can wear the inflatable ones if they get the bigger puffy ones get in the way. They do float coats, and so there really is no reason not to be wearing a life jacket. So please wear your life jacket.
Do you think that people in the Coast Guard personnel find around here that there are people who aren't wearing them?
You know, most people that live in the area and work in the area, they're pretty good about wearing their life jacket, because they do understand the nature of the river and the ocean, and many of them make their living from it. And so most people know the dangers. There are those that come from out of town, maybe Portland or further upriver, that may not totally understand the importance of the life jacket. And those people we want to reach as well. But we constantly see people on patrols that are not wearing their life jacket. They think that just having it on the boat is, and legally speaking, yes, all they have to do is have it on the boat. But there's not time when an emergency comes to grab that life jacket, to put it on, to zip it up and make sure it's secure.
And so what are some of those dangers for someone, say, coming from Portland or somewhere where they're not familiar here with what's going on? You look out on the river and you see it very calm there. It isn't necessarily calm. There's serious current out there in the river, even on a calm day. There's cold water right now, so that if you were to fall in, that life jacket could prevent you from drowning, from that involuntary gasping reflex that happens when people fall into cold water. It could cause you to inhale water, and then there you are trying to swim while you're trying to cough and breathe at the same time. The life jacket, the PFD, as they call them, personal flotation device, gives you a margin of time in a really dangerous situation. So you have wind, tides, risk of hypothermia. The tide is either going out strenuously or coming in strenuously. If you're out near the bar, near the mouth of the river, where the river meets the ocean, very dynamic area, by lots of things changing quickly there, but that's what I mean by that word. If they happen to be out there on an ebb, the conditions can go from calm to really, really difficult in a matter of minutes, and you won't really have time to react. So there's a lot to think about here in safety. I know that some people kind of go, oh, here she goes again about safety. But, you know, that's okay. You can think that. I'm going to tell you anyway, because I care about you and I want you to be safe out there on the water. So if you're going out in a boat, especially recreational folks who may not be out on the water that often, please just wear a life jacket. You can buy them now. They're very unobtrusive. They don't take up a lot of weight. They don't slow you down. It could really save your life. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Have a great day.